Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers Podcast. Tuning into your two favorite Latinos. My name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
And we're back
for another episode. And bro, let me just say, Hector, did you go out and buy a bunch of stuff you didn't need, man? Like a bunch of junk? Or like, what's up, man? Like,
what are you talking about?
The glasses, the bracelets, the Jay-Z.
Man, from this podcast, you know, these sponsorships we've been having. I just had to.
So why don't I have stuff like that on?
I don't know. You like it? Look, man, I got some more like the Rockaway. You guys remember this shit? The Rockaway, bro.
But you is know, it some, customized or like is it just like
paint?
That?
You know, like.
Oh, so it is customized. Alright, okay.
You know, I had to go through with the jewelry and shit. You know, I had to buy myself a new Rolly.
A Rolly, bro.
You know me.
Yeah, rolled out a Ross with it. Oh, it's funny as heck. It's all good, man. You got a ball on a budget. That's cool. Dress for less. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong. No shame in that. No shame.
A little something, you know, a little something, but.
Something.
No, it is feeling a little extra, though, ain't it?
It is, man. I think you should change
a little bit. You think so?
Yeah. You want to do it together?
Yeah, I'll be right back, you guys.
All right. Bye. Okay, so that was kind of fast. It was a couple milliseconds. I would have thought that you would have done it faster. It's all good.
Yeah, I had to do it, bro.
Thank you.
I wasn't feeling myself right then, so I had to bring myself back.
So, you know, since we're on that topic, so Hector, what are some techniques that you use to, not waste your money on stuff that you don't need or stupid shit. Yeah, there you go.
You know, like Kanye buying alligators. You know?
Right. I mean, like, everybody has done it before, bought some things that they shouldn't have bought that maybe wasn't in their budget or it just wasn't a smart financial decision. What's an example of something you did that wasn't too much of a smart financial decision?
Yeah, bro, this has to do with a topic we talked about when we were back in the outdoors, when we were talking about, you know, using debit card versus cash.
Right.
You remember that talk?
Try to speak up a little bit.
You remember that talk?
Yeah, I do. Try to speak up a little bit. Just saying.
It has to do with that.
Okay.
Like, I felt like when I'm spending with my card, I'm spending a lot more than I feel like I should be.
Really?
Yeah. So I feel like when I'm using my card, it might be, you know, a little irresponsible.
Man, I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. People that know me, they always look at me like a very cheap person. Sometimes I am cheap, yes. But what happens is before I make a financial, like before I buy something, that's like more than, let's say, $10. Well, not more like 20, sometimes 30. It depends on what it is. You know, I check my bank account. I go online, I check everything. And then they're just like looking at my phone and then they give me the face of like, this dude is cheap. Like, so, I mean, I just want to make sure that's, you know, it's worth it. You know, is it worth it? Then I think about, you know, the stuff that I have to pay this month and my bills and, you know, then I try to prioritize and, you know, just taking care of your money. That's one thing that a lot of young folk don't have. A lot of young folk don't know how to manage and take care of their money. Like, they know they don't have much in their bank account, but they still make bad decisions. Like, you know, it is what it is. You know?
I'm not cheap. I'm being frugal.
Right. I'm being frugal. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Taking care of my stuff. Prioritizing. Like, while you won't have gas money by Friday, I'm going to be driving how much ever I want because I took care of my money, took care of, you know, prioritized. And I won't be the one saying, dang, can you give me a ride here? Can you give me a ride there? You know, I won't be the person saying, can you give me a ride here? While wearing, you know, the latest shoes or a nice ass outfit, you know, yeah, I'm gonna be wearing, you know, old ass Adidas pants, a shirt that's, you know, not that nice.
Yeah, most of that stuff in that beginning, you know,
right, from, like from that type of stuff, store, right, you know? Right, right, you know, or like, you know, fresh ass shoes, my shoes are gonna be dirty, but you know, I'm just like, you know, that's cool, but my car won't be breaking down. I'm gonna have gas money. I won't be asking people for money.
I'll be actually paying my bills.
Right, like I'm gonna actually be paying my bills. Yes, I won't be looking the best, but I won't have to worry. I won't have to worry about shit. And my bank account is gonna be looking nice because my savings have gone up. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
So, hey, man. You know, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Like, what's the worst thing that you spent on that?
Oh man, for me, man, this is gonna sound bad, bro. But a bad investment that I've made in the past,
let's say past month.
Oh, past month.
Month or two.
I wouldn't say month, man. This month, I haven't made a bad financial decision. This month, I've done good investments, actually. You know, rental properties. Got my first rental property.
Right? I don't think you told me about this.
I haven't. I'm going to tell you off camera, and then next episode, we're going to talk about it, probably.
Probably not.
Bruh. Oh, well, no, you're right, yeah. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just taking care of you. And honestly, for me, it's taking care of my stress. Like, mm-hmm. You know, if my money's right, if my bills are paid,
less stress.
Yes, I won't be wearing fresh shit, but hey, I won't be the one, you know, on the side of the road walking to a bus stop cuz my car just broke down, you know what I'm saying?
Won't be wearing the fresh shit, but you ain't got shit to worry about.
Right, like I prefer to, you know, be driving a car that's functional and reliable than having nice clothes and then be driving something that might break down at any time on the side of the road while it's cold, maybe raining, maybe snowing. That's what I'm more, you know, really scared about. Yeah. And it's just like, bro, there's other stuff to spend money on that can make you money. Like, if you can put your money to work for you, I'm all for it. You know, but that's, you know, that's for another time. That's a whole other podcast. But, damn, I haven't said what my worst financial decisions have been. It's honestly been females.
Bro.
Females. Investing money into females, bro. Like, I've invested some, like, you know, you're trying to be a gentleman or whatever and paying for the female and shit. And, like,
and it just ends up not working out.
Right. Or just, like, it's just too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should make a female pay sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, if you guys aren't, like, anything or, like, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, 50-50 sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, especially if you're younger.
But if you're the one inviting.
Right, if you're inviting, that's different, that's different. But no, it's not even about that, actually. It's just I've invested, like, I've offered myself, like, even if they want to pay for themselves, I've still paid for them just to make myself look better. And,
bruh.
and that has backfired on me so many times. Well, not backfired, but, like, I regretted it automatically. Because it's like, damn, bro, I could have kept those $50.
I'm broke. No.
I'm not broke. I mean, you know, it's
broke
just,
for the week.
Not even broke for the week. It's just, how I said, I'm good with money. I, you know, but it's just like, damn, I could have used those $50 for something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could have. I don't know. Shit, I don't know.
Bought some Subway.
No, I could have put it into my savings. You know what I'm saying? But. I mean, it is what it is. I'm way beyond that point. It's been, what, 2 years, 3 years now? Years and a half since I stopped doing that shit, you know what I'm saying? Putting that shit to the side, focusing on my stuff.
Yeah, you.
But also, one thing that you know, since we're talking about focusing on your personal stuff and taking care of your own network and not network, but net worth, and, you know, finances and all that stuff. One thing that we took care of not too long ago is our networking. So me and Hector went to a networking event that Lord Fest planned out. And let me just say,
shout out Lord Fest.
Shouts out to Lord Fest. Let's tag him in the video. But it was dope as hell. We met some dope people, some pretty high-end people, I would say. So some of the people that were there, name them.
There was a panel of four guests. don't give me, I'm probably gonna butcher the name.
Hey, bro. Okay.
Well, okay. So no, yeah. There was.
Just describe them for what they're known for.
Okay. Mez, I know is the nickname he goes by as well. Mm-hmm. Was he? He was the producer for J. Cole, I think, wasn't it, or an engineer?
Something like that, bro. I'm gonna be honest. I don't remember.
He worked with J. Cole. He worked with some big artists. Then there was Kevin. There was two Kevins. One of them, you know, he was like the producer too. He does a lot of other work and stuff.
Talk louder, bro.
I'm butchering this hard as fuck.
That's cool. That's cool. Just do what you gotta do, you know.
And then somebody else who worked with DaBaby as well, and then also Ebbs, the artist, who I'm pretty sure some of y'all know.
Right, dope as artist for sure.
They were just giving some insight.
Right,
stuff.
Right. Yeah. And honestly, man, one thing that I did that kind of, I kind of got out of my comfort zone. I was like, all right. During the, while they were talking, they were kind of having they were having like a little break, right? And I was like, all right. I went to my car, got the Bull City Pioneers business cards. And then when people were networking, I went up to the producer for DaBaby. He has a studio down in Charlotte. I was like, hello, my name is Luis. I'm from the Bull City Pioneers podcast. I have a request for you. It's okay if you say no. I will totally understand if you say no. But I was like, if you give me 1 hour out of your day, one of these days, would you let me go down to Charlotte to your studio and let me put you on our podcast? And then he was like, yeah, man, that's totally fine. And I was like, if you have any rates, let's talk rates. You know what I'm saying? How much do you charge? He's like, nah, dude, just bring a couple beers and we'll call it, you know. And I was like, yo, this dude is dope as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, all right, this is dope. Let's get it on, you know what I'm saying? So we set that up. I still have to DM him and get, you know, the dates and times sorted out. But we are going to Charlotte. We're going to Charlotte. Finally, bro. But yeah, that was dope as hell. And we also met a shitload of people, man, that we networked with, and they're actually going to be on the podcast soon. Next podcast, we're going to have a guest that we met at the Lord Fest, a network event. And, you know, just as a little teaser, he is involved with Carolina Waves. That gives out a lot of information. You guys probably know him. He's a dope man, dope guy. Right. If you don't, then go follow them, and it's just a dope network as well. A dope platform, in other words. But yeah, it was dope people. Yeah. I met a shitload of, but I also saw a lot of familiar people. A lot of familiar people. I caught up with this girl that I went to Fayetteville Street Elementary School in was it Southern Durham? South Durham? Yeah, I think it's South Durham. Went to the same school with her in the third and fifth grade, because that's when I went to Fayetteville Street Elementary School.
That.
Dude, I was like, yo, I went up to her and I was like, yo, this might sound weird, but I remember you. You sat beside me in the third grade in class, and then she's like, what, you remember that? She's like, I knew you looked familiar. I was like, yeah, yeah, you know.
You just got a beard now.
Right, yeah, yeah. And you look kind of, you know, you look older. But, and then she's like, oh, that's dope. And then I was like, hey, we also have a podcast. If you guys, you know, if you ever want to be on it or want some, you know, help on anything in relation to content creation. And then she's like, oh, really? You have a podcast? And then I was like, yeah. And then she was like, well, I've been wanting to start my own podcast. And I was like, if you want, just come to the studio and we can help you out, give you some tips and tricks, maybe even do a podcast with you. And she was like, okay, that sounds dope, yada, yada, yada. And then she went up to you as well. Yeah. She was like, oh, you take pictures. And, you know, wait, she said you took nice pictures, right? Or some shit like that. And I was like, hey, that's dope. That's dope. That's dope. But I'm gonna be honest with you, we met a lot of people. I followed a lot of people on Instagram, but I'm terrible, 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 terrible at names. I don't remember. Yeah, I think so. I remember one. That's
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, man. I remember one. I know them if I see them again. But if I don't see them in person, I won't remember their name.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good at faces, not names.
I actually knew a lot of people there.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Most of the people that I saw there, actually, I had already known. Like, I met new people, of course, but, like, most of the people that I saw there, I already knew. And it was just really dope to see, you know, that community coming together and stuff. They talked a lot about that.
Discussion. They had a lot. Well, the audience had a lot to say about how Durham, like, there's not enough collaboration and a sense of community. And, you know, there were different people that were rebuttaling that thought by saying, you know what I'm saying? There is, but you also got to get your own. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you can't fuck with your own people or whatever, but you still got to get your own. Like, instead of trying to conquer Durham, try to conquer North Carolina or the whole, you know, the whole country, you know what I'm saying? Like, instead of, you know, competing against instead of comparing yourself and competing against local artists, let's compare your content to national level artists and then try to get on that level instead of trying to focus on, oh, I need to, you know, do this so I can beat this, you know, artist or content creator. Like, instead of doing that, let's you know, do it at a more national level and try to get to that, you know, type of audience and level of content creation instead of just looking at this as a city thing or as an area thing. And I totally agree, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I took more of the fact, though, that, like, that there is a community here, but, like,
oh, there definitely is.
The fact that, you know, not for there to be a more, you know, united community, there has to be people who actually step foot into it and actually do stuff.
Right.
You know, you can say that there's a community all day long, but if nobody's in it doing anything, and most of the people who say they're a part of the community but don't do their part, you know, with what they got going on or trying to help others as well, then there's not really a community. It's like a false community. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, I took more of that from that talk.
Right.
There has to be more of an active community, not just the label community.
Right.
With the local, like, music scene and creative scene and whatnot.
And I totally agree with that, but at the same time, sometimes you have to focus on yours, you know, get yours before you focus on other, you know, the whole community, you know what I mean? Like, yes, it's good to focus on the community, but you have to apply yourself as well. Like, you have to worry about how good your content is and how what you can do to improve yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's awesome. It's an awesome thing to think about the community, but you just really have to worry about your own content and you know improving as a human being yourself before you know you can embark on other things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. But it was also dope, you know, hearing about how, you know, what the comments of the guest speakers had to say about artists that they've worked before and just the tips and tricks, you know what I mean? It's really dope. And honestly, bro, I was expecting a bigger crowd, to be honest with you. But honestly, I don't know why. Not only that, it wasn't like the biggest facility. Well, I mean, it was still pretty big, but I was expecting crowds, bro.
Really?
I was expecting crowds. But then I made the realization that producers aren't as famous as artists. Not at all, man.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I realized. Producers are not as famous as artists, although they work a lot with artists, and they're the reason why a lot of artists have fame right now. They don't get as much fame.
No, that's true.
I mean, you know, but
yeah, there wasn't that big of a crowd from your expectations, but, like, the people who were there, I feel like were, you know, people who were, like, genuinely interested in this.
Right. Yeah.
Like, the people that were there, they wanted to be there for a reason.
You know,
they wanted to take something away from it, regardless of how, you know, new of an artist they were or how long they've been in the game. Those are people who you know, took a step to going towards that dream of theirs and took the opportunity, took that chance to go to a networking event to meet new people. That's what was. That's actually something I really enjoyed too from it. What? Like the fact that somebody said during the event, I don't remember who it was, but they were like, once this event is over, once they were taking, you know, questions from the crowd or whatever, they were like, once this event is over, I don't want nobody to walk straight out that door. Like, I want you to network.
Right, really network. Because if people are complaining about, you know, there's no sense of community, you have to, you know, put your grain of salt towards, you know, trying to, you know, create a community and try to create a network of artists and content creators. And I was like, you right, bro. You right. You right. Because that's what I was expecting. Like, I was expecting after the event, I was like, probably just people are just going to flock out of here and I'm not even going to get a chance to talk to these people. Mm. But now, after that guy spoke up, I was like, yo, speak your shit, man. Speak your stuff. Because let's be honest, man, I wanted to talk to as many people that day as possible. I wanted to network as much as possible. Mm. And honestly, that's what happened. I was able to network a lot. You were able to network a lot. And it's what's needed, man. We need more of that in Durham, bro, honestly. Well, in the Triangle, we just need more of that, you know what I'm saying?
Like, when he said that, though, I wasn't done, and then you just go, no.
Right, but, sorry.
When he said that, like, 10 minutes into, you know, the whole, like, 10, 15 minutes into the, after the event was done, like, I looked around when I was talking to somebody, and I just, like, happened to notice, like, it looked like the same amount of, like, people from when the event, you know, had just started. It looked like the same amount of people that would, like, that was, they were still there. So it was like, oh, nobody had left yet. Like, everybody was actually still here getting to know somebody else. So it was like, it was a good feeling, you know. There was good energy there, and I really enjoyed that too. Like, that was one of my favorite, like, realizations at that event. Like, the fact that people actually stayed to meet somebody else.
One of the guys there was he had a comment when they were taking questions and comments. He was like, it's, you know, the next big thing might be sitting here in this room. And then he started to relate to how J. Cole came from nothing, from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and now he's one of the hardest artists in history. Yeah. And then he was like, and, you know, J. Cole being from North Carolina, he brought the Dreamville Fest to North Carolina. And that's why a lot of big magazines and networks and reporters and just news networks are coming to North Carolina just because of Dreamville Fest. Yeah, like J. Cole literally, you know, put eyes on North Carolina, and now clearly eyes are on North Carolina content creators. I mean, how I said, you know, hence Barack Obama, when he was naming out some of his favorite artists, he quoted, he referenced, two of Raleigh artists?
It was DaBaby was there.
Right, on that list. No, I'm talking about Raleigh,
Les the Genius.
Right.
It was one of his songs, but he had two other artists featured on it that were from the RDU as well.
There you go, man. It's crazy, like, you know, the eyes are, you know, things like Complex and shit. It's focusing,
coming together.
Right.
It's coming together slowly.
But it's, you know, it's just bringing attention to North Carolina. And from that, it's creating kind of like a, you know, a renaissance, an artistic renaissance, where people are like persevering on their, you know, artistic form, which is completely dope. And I'm loving it. And just like there's artists, dope-ass artists rolling out of North Carolina right now, we're just going to have way more of that, you know, going down the line.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, bro, because like I said, the next big thing might have been sitting there in that room with us, and we didn't even know it. We don't know. We'll see. Time will tell.
And with, you know, Dreamville 2020 coming up, too, you know, shoot, there's going to be more eyes over
bro,
here.
Bro, them tickets about to be, yo.
Sky high.
Yeah. I'm calling this right now, but Dreamville Fest tickets are gonna be skyrocketing in the next couple years. I'm calling it right now, bro, and I know I'm right. Them shits are gonna the Dreamville Fest.
You call out stuff a lot.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Dreamville Fest is gonna turn into like a mini Coachella. How much you wanna bet?
A mini.
Mini Coachella, yeah.
Mini Coachella.
But maybe I'm talking too much when I say Coachella, but definitely a artistic based big event, festival, yeah.
I know. So we know what you mean.
Hey man, that's gonna bring a lot to North Carolina. It's gonna be a good thing for us, man. It's gonna be definitely a good thing for North Carolina, for, you know, North Carolina artists. And maybe it'll bring jobs. Maybe it'll change for the economy too. So, hey.
I'm ready to see what happens.
I'm ready too, man. I'm ready too. Shoot.
Ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's start wrapping it up. So, thank you guys for, we need the Pioneer Nation, Pioneer question and Pioneer thought.
Oh, yeah.
What, the thought or question? Question or thought?
You got the question this time?
You want me to?
I got the question last time.
Oh, okay, I'll take the question then. What are some things that you regret buying in 2019 that you hope you don't do? Okay, no. What's a dumb financial decision have you done in 2019? One of the dumbest. It doesn't have to be the dumbest, but one of the dumbest or worst financial decisions.
Or the biggest, made. Like the most extravagant, like, risk.
Financial. Right.
That would be interesting.
Oh, actually, I think, I'm going to leave that for off camera, but you already know about it. But what's your thought? What's the Pioneer thought?
I want to know for our viewers, who are artists, or like non-artists, too. If you're familiar with like the local scene or involved in it, I want to know what you think of North Carolina as a whole, and also like, you know, Durham, Raleigh, and the neighboring cities and stuff, how we fit as a community. Like, how do you feel about the community state-wise and then like locally-wise,
right?
I guess.
Awesome. So thank you guys for tuning in once again to the Bull City Pioneer podcast.
What's going on, bro?
Thank you, Bull City Pioneer Nation, for tuning into the Bull City Pioneers podcast. That's much better. We love reading guys' feedback, so please comment, share, subscribe, leave a comment of what you thought of the podcast. What can we do better? What can we do? What did we do good? What can we do worse? You don't know that. But how is it? Thank you guys for tuning into the Bull City Pioneers podcast, and we'll see you next time. Oh, I'm Luis.
I'm Hector.
We'll see you next time. There you go. Peace out.